we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
They are actually adaptive mechanisms. They allow the individual to continue to grow around obstacles. The nascent personality twists and turns, deforms itself, is transformed until it reaches a functional equilibrium, a homeostasis, which is not too ego-dystonic, not too unpleasant, unacceptable to the individual. And having reached this point, everything settles down. Everything settles down and continues its more or less linear pattern of growth. The forces of life, as expressed in the development of the personality, are stronger than any hindrance, any obstacle, any stress, any challenge.
All right. AdamantBeliever.com/ look at somebody and say, be like a tree. Be like a tree. Mankind is plagued with evil thoughts and imaginations because of the condition of his heart. It's our heart. The Bible says it like this: a good man out of the what? Okay, so if you have good treasure in your heart to bring forth that which is good, what is a treasure? A treasure, if you think of a treasure chest, you open it up, it's empty until it's just a chest until you put treasure in it. When you put treasure in it, it becomes a treasure chest. That's where treasure is. Well, that's your heart. Your heart only has what you put in it. So if you put good treasure in it, it's going to bring forth that which is what? Good. But an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringing forth that which is evil. So if you put evil in your heart, then that is what's going to be in your heart. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the reason you're upset with your parents and can't forgive them and all that is because you have an evil heart. I know you're saying you don't know what they did to me. They did this. And no, you have an evil heart because you won't go and rectify it. And you don't have to clap because it's going to be on you. It's going to be on you. You've heard all of these messages. I was just telling his brothers in the office, man, I know I operate in the spirit of Elijah. I know that's my call, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, the hearts of the mothers. I know that. That's what I do. And if you've talked to me one-on-one, that's what I've tried to get you to do. Because that's what is going to be the death of all of us. And so I'm constantly trying to turn your heart back to the people that really matter, that God has blessed. God blessed you to not be a bum on the street. God blessed you to be in the company of people that can help you. And if you reject that, that's on you. Because I've preached it. I've preached it. I've done my part. And when I stand before the Lord, God is, I want him to say, yes, them 600 plus sermons, I counted them the other day, 600 plus, 600. Those sermons you preached helped this person, but this person sat and heard 500 of them. Didn't change them. Why? Because evil was in their heart. And when we say evil, we automatically think of a axe-wielding maniac, Charles Manson or somebody. No, evil is just disobedience. Evil is just somebody that's going to do whatever they want to do, no matter what you say. To God, that's evil. He calls that witchcraft. Yeah, we think of witchcraft, somebody floating and levitating and double ball in trouble, whatever it is, tall in trouble, whatever. No, no, it's just disobedience. Yeah. Can I keep preaching? When men seek after his own way, when a man seeks after his own way, this is why God is trying to fix you. He infects the next generation. So you won't forgive your mother, you won't forgive your father, or just wait until your kids grow up. You've infected them. Yeah. We don't just pass good stuff on our children. We pass everything. So you infect the next generation. This made God so upset, he shook Moses' generation in the wilderness because the actions of idolatry and disobedience would eventually cause their children to stumble. God was worried about the children because that's who he was going to take into the promised land. So I got to shake this up because I'm trying to get these kids because the parents are done. Look at somebody and say, I'm not done. Come on, look at somebody and say, I'm not done. Say, God is still working on me. And say, and I'm still listening to him. I'm not done. Look at somebody and say, I'm not done. I know I'm not. There's room for improvement. Plenty. What's that old song? Plenty good room. Plenty good room. I'm still working on this. But these folks, God was like, I'm done with them. I'm going to kill them all. Moses said, please don't kill them all. Because then they'll say you brought them out of the wilderness just to kill them. God said, okay, Moses, but I know in the back of God's mind, can I say this? He was probably thinking, they're going to say that anyway. And they did. Does God have a back of his mind? We gotta watch the stuff we say. We can't personify him to the level of us. But he foresaw it because he sees everything. He just let Moses think what he wanted to think. Okay, Moses, you don't know these folks like I do. They folks, they black folks, millions of Negroes. That's what they were, millions. What, no white, none. Can you imagine? Preach that. That's the truth. This ain't no racial message. It just is what it is. Man, just wouldn't act right. Spirit of can't get right. On them. Knew more than Moses. Knew more than God. Knew more than, you know. You saw the sea part. Walked on dry land. Sea walls. Took a whole day, 24 hours, walking through a sea, looking at giant animals and stuff swimming. You at the bottom of that. Had to be 200 feet up wall of water, dry land. You walk in, got to the other side and start tripping. I'd have took you back to that sea. See, that's why I couldn't have been God. I said, y'all remember this? Come here, let me show you. But it's going to end different this time, but come on. I'm going to say, see those right there in, on that wall? That, those are piranhas. See them piranhas? That's a great white right there. Whoosh. Thank God I'm not God. Amen. If you would have done it too, you want to do it on somebody, you, amen. Why are we going to the Red Sea? Just come on, we're taking a trip. Yeah, but right after that. So, I mean, man, God had to shake it up. Numbers tells us how he shook it up. The Lord will make a new thing, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up with all that pertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit. Then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Look, somebody say, I don't want to provoke the Lord. You know, I don't want to provoke the Lord. I'm just going to listen. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to try my best to avoid these pitfalls and things that provoke the Lord. I just don't want to keep provoking the Lord. I don't know when my ground will open up. Everybody has a ground that'll open up. You know. That's when you in that trouble, that when you yell, nothing comes out. Yes. Somebody, what does this have to do with trees? Just keep listening. God has promised that he will shake the earth again. Did he promise that? Closer than you think. Russia said, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Trump said, oh yeah, watch this. Two, not one, two nuclear submarines moved into position. You know what's on a nuclear submarine? Nuclear warheads. A button away from mass destruction. Because there's no way to fire ours without them firing theirs. They got 16 minutes to fire theirs once they see that ours have taken off. Yeah. He moved them in position. And what we know of Trump, ain't much bluffing in him. He's pretty much gonna do. Yeah. Yeah. Will the earth shake if that happened? Yes. Well, God promised that he's gonna shake the earth again. And it will include the heavens as well. He's shaking everything. The world will be shaken and destroyed, but God's word is gonna what?
Remain.
Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And if we are in his word and one with his word, one with him, we'll be saved during the shaking. Amen. Amen. When we trust in God's word, we become like trees. Here's where the tree part come in. When we trust in God's word, we become like trees that are planted and well rooted. Being grounded in the word keeps us from falling when things are shaken. Anybody ever had things shaken in their life? How many of you had things shaken? How many of you had things shaking to the point where you thought you was going to shake loose and it was all, it just, there was no recovery? But it's the rooting in the word that keeps you planted. So when the worst of the worst happens, you can refer back to the word of God. And things around you can fall apart and you'll still be standing. Amen. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being what? Rooted and grounded. Okay, let me tell you something. What I've been doing here, you know, all these years, I've been rooting and grounding you. I don't preach fluff. Why would I fluff you? I don't need your money. That's the only time people fluff. It's for money. I don't need your money. I don't need fame. So I don't have to fluff you and fleece you. I don't walk up to you and when you gonna bless me? Piece of money. Give me a little something. I mean, I've been up here preaching. We don't even let you give us gifts on our birthday. We don't have an anniversary where a car carrier pulls up and drops off the latest Mercedes. I've seen that. We don't do that. So what other reason am I up here? You tell me. Somebody tell me. What other reason am I up here? What other reason? Anybody know? Why am I here? To do what? Preach the word because God told me to. See, listen. Why don't you clap? I don't get nothing from you out of this. I get some tears, some hurt. Some pain, but I don't get paid. I'm not doing it for that. I've been here rooting and grounding you for the time that we're in now. This is time. This is it. There's nothing behind this. If it doesn't matter to you, stay home. Stay home. If you feeling a way about me, stay home. I see it in your eyes. Stay home. We're at the end. So I make sure I'm here. Nobody wakes me up and tells me to come. My wife looks up, I'm out of there. And I'm here early, on time. I was a few minutes late this morning because I left my backpack, had to go back home and get it. And Walter was like, man, we didn't know what happened. I was 10 minutes late. But that's how used they are of me. Why am I here? What's motivating me to come? I'm coming because I'm trying to get you rooted and grounded. Amen. No, you just trying to get likes online, man. Most of the message I preached weren't even uploaded online. It's before that. And I don't even have a monetized channel. So I don't get paid no way with what I upload. Ain't that something? Could have got paid. I chose not to. I chose not to because I don't want to be motivated by it. That's me. I put up those safeguards for me. I don't even want to be tempted by no check coming from YouTube. Or I'll be on that Canon. They'd be like, Pastor, come on. I'll be on there. I have the elephant online. They'd be like, hey. So I don't even do it. I don't do it. God takes good care of me in other ways. Did right by my money when I traveled and stuff. So I don't need it. I'm here for one reason. I want to make sure you are good. Been taught, and what we have applied will keep us standing. Look at somebody and say, what we've been taught. And please say this other part and mean it. What we have applied. You know, you can be taught a lot of stuff. If you don't apply it, you're going to look up. Time has passed. And it's going to be sitting right there. Like God told Cain. He said, you better get a hold of this boy. It's crouching, waiting to pounce. Jude tells us, now unto him that is what?
Able
to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of glory with exceeding joy. That didn't mean he's walking around catching you every time, blocking stuff out of the way. No, he's going to keep you from falling by you being prepared. It's in you, by you putting it in you. When you hear it, you apply it, and that will keep you from falling. Can I keep preaching in here? When we remain in fellowship with God's word and his people, we will be what? Strengthened and encouraged in perilous times. We must prepare for the shaking by fortifying ourselves with God's truth. And borrow what?
Strength.
Sometimes you got to borrow the strength you don't have. Amen. 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 Borrow strength, but you got to borrow it from the household of faith. That's why we're here. Does anybody look forward to coming here? Like the old folks say, what you come here for? I don't know what that means, so don't sing that. But what do you come here for? Do you know what Rock Daniel means? I don't know. But what do you come here for? What do you come here for? What are you getting out of this? Hebrews 10 and 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as ye what? As the end times come, we have to be about fellowship because we need strength from one another. Amen. Younger women, you need advice from older women. You're making mistakes you don't have to make. Young men, you need to talk to an older man. You're making mistakes you don't have to make. Well, the message is good to me. Jeremiah tells us in 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. That's a blessed man. For he, that man that's blessed, will be like a what?
Tree.
A tree. Not just a tree, but a tree that can't die. This tree can't die because it's planted by the water that extends its root by a stream. And will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be what?
Green.
Green. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought. Nor cease to what?
Yield.
That's the blessed man.
Hallelujah.
That's the blessed man.
Yes, sir.
The blessed man. Whose trust is the Lord. So how do we be like a tree? Say this and I'm going to let us go. Balance. Look at somebody and say balance. A tree must maintain a perfect balance between its branches and its roots. If the branches and leaves are too heavy for the roots to support it, what's going to happen?
Tree will fall.
So you got to allow your roots to grow before you branch out. Allow your roots to grow before you branch out. Amen. Young people, youths, allow your roots to grow before you branch out. Your parents know more than you. We know more than you. So you allow your roots to grow. Because if you start trying to do stuff that you shouldn't be doing, your branches gonna get heavy and your little young roots can't support it. Amen. That's why we preach against teen dating in here. Do I need to bring that up? Because you're gonna write a check that you can't cash. How many of us been there? Yeah. Your adolescent mind don't know what you want. You know what you want? You know what your young mind wants? What we tell it to want? You know, the ones that feed you, put your clothes on. You're going to do what we say. Or get a whooping. That's a sensible choice, isn't it? But, I mean, you know, do what we say or starve. Ain't nobody at my house. Well, I don't have no little kids. I my kids, thank God for them. I ain't have this problem. You just ain't going to be in my house and not obey my rules and eat my food. Amen. Then you need to be like a tree. You got to have supply. That tree was planted by the rivers of water. Water, air, and light are essential materials for sustaining life. For a tree and for us. The water and light during photosynthesis creates food, nourishment, and oxygen in the air. The air represents the spirit. The water is the purification, and the light is the word. If you lack these elements, you cannot grow. So the spirit, the water, and the light. You got to have them. The word. So you can grow. Anybody in here trying to grow? I find pleasure in growth. I love growing moments. And I like getting smarter. Amen. That's how you grow. Finally, power. A tree has to have power. A tree can show signs of life under the toughest circumstances. Once a tree begins to take root, like old folks say, root, it really doesn't matter what you do to the branches and leaves. Did you hear that? If the tree gets the right water, air, and light in the right place and takes root in the right place, you cut all the leaves off, all the branches off, cut it down to the stump, and there's still power inside of that tree. Power that the tree stored. See, this ain't getting good to you like it is to me. That time you took the time to fast, that time you took the time to pray, that time you took the time to do a benevolent act and help somebody, pray about somebody, take somebody something, care, love somebody. That time you took wrong when you knew you were right, but you let your mama feel like she was right. You let your daddy feel like he was right. You was right, but you let him have it. All of that stored up inside of you. So when somebody comes and cuts you, chops your branch off, you got something inside. I got a storage in here where I've stored it up. Power to grow it back. You can't stop us when we got the power in us. Once a tree begins to take root, it really doesn't matter what you do to the branches and leaves. It still has the power to grow from within. So we must make sure that we have God's power where? Inside of us. So we can endure turbulent times and continue being a light for others. Amen? Amen. Summary! Trees are made to withstand storms. When the Bible likens us to being as trees planted by the river, it's suggesting that we become strong enough to endure God's shaking. The children of Israel experienced a great earthquake where many people were swallowed up by the ground. However, Moses, Aaron, and those that followed God's commandments were still standing afterwards. Think about this. Folks are standing. The ground is shaking. It opens up, swallows folk up, but God's people are still there. Let me make you see something else. God makes darkness all over the world a plague of darkness. But God's people had light. Think, the Bible said the darkness was so dark you could feel it. That's some darkness. You could feel it, and yet God's people still had light. You know, when I saw the submarines moving and all this stuff, you know, I look at that stuff and I'd be like, wow, closer to Jesus. We about to go home. Because I'm not worried if my roots are planted. Amen. Amen. When we trust and stand on his word, we are preserved as what? Trees. And we are sustained by who? Him. During this time of great shaking, we must trust in the Lord and stand tall in this last and evil day. Amen? Amen. Hebrews tells us, See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. That's a capital H. How is God speaking? He's speaking right now through his messenger. Amen. Amen. The heart is a funny thing. The heart is a funny thing. When the heart is good, you can hear good things. But when the heart is not right, good things don't sound good to it. In other words, you can be in here hearing this message that could change your life. But if your heart is not right, you can ignore it and refuse to receive it. The person next to you can have their hands up, receiving it, getting blessed. God is moving. And one seat over is a person with a problem. And when it's a problem, everything you're saying irritates. That's what it means. You're going to bring forth evil things from that evil heart. When we come to church, our heart is supposed to be clear of those things so that we can receive what we need. I wouldn't go to a church if I wasn't receiving what I needed. That's a waste of a Sunday. I'm going fishing. I need it. So don't refuse him who's speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape who turned away from him who warns us from heaven. You didn't listen to Moses when he told y'all, don't provoke the Lord? Well, this is coming from the Lord. Don't provoke me. And his voice shook the earth then. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Shaking everything. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Look at somebody and say, our kingdom can't be shaken. So we receive the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable what?
Service.
An acceptable service with reverence and awe. Do you know who you're working for? Do you know who you're doing it for? Reverence and awe. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. Everyone stand to your feet. I think sometimes we just get used to coming, or used to the sermon, or used to PJ saying, lift your hands, Dr. Marco saying, want to be a flame. We get used to it, get used to coming, get used to situating ourselves in here. And somewhere along the line, it just stops meaning what it should mean. And then tragedy hits to test your roots. What have you been listening to? What have you been applying? Are you really a tree? Can you handle what's coming? Can you handle what's coming? I want to pray for you that you will be that tree planted so that what's coming won't uproot you. If you need that prayer, come on up here. I want to believe God with you. I'm not going to be uprooted. Whatever it is. I'm not saying pay attention to the news and all of that. I'm talking about your personal life. Your life. How you been feeling. how you've been thinking. You need protection. You need to be a tree. A tree. A tree. A tree. We all get tempted, but we don't have to always, well, we shouldn't always fall into temptation. We need to be planted. Stronger. I need stronger roots so that my fruit can be strong. I need stronger roots so my children can be strong. I need stronger roots so my future children can be strong. I want to be a tree. I want to be a tree. I've had my branches cut off, I've had my leaves plucked, fruit stole. I've been cut down to a stump before. But just takes a matter of time. Power of God will start moving. I start growing it back. Gotta keep growing. Gotta keep going. Cause I'm a tree. That's what trees do. And that's what you have to do. You have to keep growing. Everyone bow your heads. God, we want to be trees. We want to keep growing. We want to be planted, firmly planted. When there are things we don't even understand, we want to be planted. When things don't make sense, we want to be planted. God, we want to stay planted, rooted, grounded in the faith that will save our souls from hell. The faith that will preserve us in a time where the world is against us. The faith that will keep us regenerating branches, regenerating leaves, regenerating fruit. And that fruit will remain. Make us trees, God. Make us your trees, God. Help us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, y'all know I'm not a spooky preacher, so I don't do spooky stuff and try to show my spiritual ranking in the heavenlies. But God just spoke something to me. Plain as day, told me to tell you something. And I don't take it lightly. He meant this. You got to add something to your fast. Sugar's not enough. Sugar's not enough. Sugar's not enough. I don't know what you have to add. You know. Fast starts today. Add that. 30 days. Add it. You know what it is, or you will know. All right? Amen? On your way to your seat, hug somebody and say, don't forget to add it. Add it, whatever it is.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.